Yeah. One body, Marlou. Using Marcus Simone. Yeah.
I thought that I was finished. I mean, down for the count. I praise to the king, cause he brought me out. I keep my head up when everything is going down. I got that joy, yeah, that's the reason I can smile. I thought that I was finished, I mean down for the count. I praise to the king, cause he brought me out. I keep my head up when everything is going down. I got that joy, yeah, that's the reason I can smile. I'm so thankful, yeah, I'm so grateful, ayy. No Travis Green, but my God, yeah, he made a way. I can't leave by his will, man, I'm here to stay. I got a life cause of the price that my father paid. Screaming next level cause I'm in a different phase. I'm so happy about that move that I didn't make. Cause to this day I'll be where I am today. I gotta pray, I gotta faith, the blessings on the way. Oh, what you thought, you know I ain't stopping. Jesus too legit, man, you know my God popping. No James Harden, but you know we taking off like a rocket. I ain't got no worries cause I know my God got it. Moving forward, ain't no looking back. And even when life hit hard, I refuse to tap. I got that power in me that brought Jesus back. Won't be separated from his love, ain't no changing that, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that I was finished, I mean down for the count. I praise to the king cause he brought me out. I keep my head up when everything is going down. I got that joy, yeah, that's the reason I can smile. I thought that I was finished, I mean down for the count. I praise to the king cause he brought me out. I keep my head up when everything is going down. I got that joy, yeah, that's the reason I can smile.
Bruh, man, welcome to the show, you guys. This is Candid Convos. You guys, we got a brand new segment kicking off the show tonight called Buy, Hold, Sell. And, man, I got the broadcast colleagues and, the greatest man who is a servant of God in the kingdom on tonight, Marty, the greatest man. How you feeling tonight, bro?
Hey, bro, it's Tuesday. Let's solve, man. You know, it's time to get into it. You know how we do it on Tuesdays. It's Candid Convos, and it's KV So Wavy, Alicio, Marty the Greatest. I hope y'all in y'all seats. I hope y'all buckling in. Let's get it.
Hey, man. KV, how you feeling tonight, sis?
I'm feeling great, man. And thank you for playing my song. Thank you so much. I love you, bro.
Again, man, we got to show love in the pre-show mix. That's why it's always important to call in 15 minutes before the show. Because you never know what exclusive song I might play. So definitely want to show some love to Tavis So Wavy in the building. The wonderful, talented Tavis So Wavy. We just want to say thank you for being on the show and for being a host. But like Marty the Greatest said, let's go ahead and blast off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, now before we go ahead and get into our first topic, we got to give a round of applause to our listeners and our sponsors on tonight. We wouldn't be where we are without our sponsors and without our listeners and supporters. So we want to say thank you guys for tuning in live. And in case anybody wants to tune in live, you could dial the number 914-205-5471. We kicked the show off with Young Marlo from Cincinnati with Smile, a joint that he dropped last year. And I'm glad that we are still smiling through, the pandemic. And but the first topic of the night is not so pleasant, not so happy. Because on May 19th, a couple of days ago, ladies and gentlemen, an 11-year-old girl from Florida was almost snatched while she was waiting on her bus at the bus stop. Marty the Greatest, you sent over this CNN video that went viral. And, of course, now she is a survivor of the attacks, and now she's an advocate that people can survive those attacks if you just know the signs to look out for. But Martin the Greatest, man, what did you think about this 11-year-old girl, this video that went viral about this girl who almost got abducted from her bus stop?
Hey, man, it was very courageous. It was something mind-blowing to see. I mean, you always hear about it. You know, I always make sure that I'm aware of where my daughter's at. You know, even when they playing outside with me, you know, I'm keeping track of them. And I mean, all I know is that when my daughter was 2 years old, we was at a graduation party, and we was all talking, and she walked out in the street. And thank God that, she walked out, you know, from the backyard. And thank God that, a nice neighbor who had, you know, nothing but good intentions just brought her back to us. And ever since then, I've been hyper-focused on where my kids at all times. Because, you know, what if she would have got snatched up or anything like that? So to see that really triggered something in me, and I was just, like, terrified for the little girl. But, hey, I got to see this video. If y'all on it right now, y'all can DM us or PM us or whatever you have to do with an M, and, you know, you can get this video because it's inspiring to see how this little girl just, you know, really did the smart thing. And I mean, she fought back. He had a knife, and she still fought back. And she kind of did. She kind of played. When you're getting attacked, what they teach you, they teach you go dead leg. You know, kind of like make yourself heavy. You know, make it hard on you. And she did that. And when she did that, she made him. She made her attacker. Her would-be abductor trip. And when he tripped, he got discouraged, and he ran off. And they picked him up shortly after that. So this was very courageous, man. And I was just glad to see, you know, because we seen this type of story ending the other way. Right, Tavy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. When I seen it, I was like, no way, like, oh, my God. And, you know, I live in Florida, you know, and it happens in a lot at times. And me, you know, as a young person I am, but I'm 29 now. So it's like I always had to look over my shoulder. And then when I see other kids, you know, it's like, you know, we tell them to be safe. And those times, you know, my dad, he has to make sure my sister gets on the bus, you know, because she's 12 years old and stuff, anything happens. So we got it to where she got a phone or a little watch thing. She could contact me, dad, anybody, you know. And I fit, you know, my other little sister, she's home. So, you know, she won't be back in school next year. So it's kind of scary, but I'm glad that she knows detectives where she can, like, protect herself, you know. We have to teach you teach your kids that. You know, they need to learn that at a young age. You know, if you're going to leave your kids out there at the bus stop or so, and, you know, if you're not able to, you know, wait with them until that bus comes, you're going to have to teach them. I don't care if you put them in karate class, anything, because that's what my mom did with my sister now, you know. And I think it's really an amazing thing, and thank God I'm so proud of her for doing what she did to protect herself, you know.
You know, Tavy, you're right 100% because I taught my daughters what to do. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I got to go in the gas station, get gas. I taught her what to do if somebody approached a car. I teach her early how to defend herself, you know, just for those simple fact of the matter that you can't. You want to be with your children all the time. You always want to keep your eyes on them, but you can't be with them 100% of the time. Lisa, I know you don't have a daughter, but you do have a son. And little boys get abducted too. So I know this must have had a bad feeling in your stomach watching this.
So when I watched the video, of course, because I like to look for the details, the little girl was by herself, first and foremost. Usually when, at least here in Cincinnati, There is one child at the bus stop. There's, you know, are a few more coming up the block. Nobody's standing at the bus stop by themselves. But this little girl is by herself playing with her Play-Doh, which was, you know, a little off to me, but, you know, certain buses can only get to certain areas. That's okay. And certain areas they can't get to. So, anyway, she was by herself. Not sure where the other kids were. Not sure if there are other kids that catch the bus with her on the daily. But her mom couldn't be there that morning. Her dad couldn't be there either. And, you know, she was minding her own business. The guy stopped at the stop sign, jumped out of his car. I'm trying to figure out, like, where is the point of view where the camera is? Because it's not a security camera. It's not a stoplight camera. So I'm like, whose camera is this? So thank God whoever the person was, they had the camera set up so that they could catch this. So that they could catch this guy that has this criminal background of, you know, harassing people, sexual stuff, and all kinds of stuff. Like multiple times they have caught this guy. So he's a known felon for this particular thing.
Wow.
So I'm glad that they got him off the street. Thank God for the CNN video. And child abduction is real. Shoot. Human trafficking is real, not just child abduction. Human trafficking is a real thing. Not only do we have to, quote-unquote, save our children, but we have to save ourselves and save our men and our women because, you know, people are out here to kill us. People are out here to take us away from our families. And lately, I've been telling Tristan this a whole lot. Tristan has been answering the door since he's been 2 or 3 years old. And even though he knows that it's me knocking on the door or somebody familiar from the church ringing the doorbell, you do not answer the door because it could be anybody. It could be a FedEx driver, and he could just pick you up and take you off, and we won't know what happened to you because the door is left open. So I tell him, like even now, even at the church, to, like, stay in the child's place. The doorbell is not for you. It's for somebody else to answer. Let an adult answer the door. No matter who's at the door, let the adult answer the door. But I'm glad that there was a video camera that captured this moment. And again, child abduction is real. And parents, this is to you. Make sure you know where your child is at all times. At all times. I'm not sure where the little girl ran off to, but I'm glad she got in contact with her mother. And I'm glad that her mother got in contact with the local news station. And now the local news station has this viral video that hopefully prepares the children what to look out for and what to do in those circumstances.
Bro, you just said something that was, like, really, really truthful and related to the story because you say you stopped Tristan from answering the door. And the reason being is because that's smart to do because people who – this dude was – he was preying on this girl. Go and read the article – He went up to the girl earlier a week prior.
Yep.
So he was following
a couple days before. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was following. So if you have your son open up the door and somebody peeping that out and say, okay, I could just knock on the door, and he's most likely gonna answer the door by itself because you have to be vigilant. They teach us in the army to be vigilant and to not be an easy target, to always, it's called a defensive posture, meaning to always look alert. Parents, watch your surroundings. When you out and about, watch for a car that you notice. Because if that parent, and I'm not blaming the parent, because everybody's not a soldier, everybody's not an officer, everybody's not a detective, but in these days and age, we got to look for this stuff because had that mother recognize that car, she could have been called that in before we even got to that point because that dude was following them for a whole week. He was preying on them for a whole week. So he knew exactly where to be, when to be at the right time.
His plot.
So, exactly. Yep. Crazy, man.
Amen. So that's crazy. Again, I'm glad that the little girl is safe. She's been on Good Morning America. She's been the video went viral. Again, not sure who the camera belongs to or who recorded it, but we thank you for your service and thank you for being kind enough to let the Florida Police Department see it so that they could use it, you know, to get the warning out, to get the information out.
They said it was a traffic light, and the other POV was a neighbor's security camera.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because it was a different point of view. So I'm glad that the neighbor paid the electric bill. I'm glad that the camera was on and recording, and we got a chance to catch all of that on the footage. And we want to give a shout-out to our listeners on today. I think Jet Black from Must Be Heard Radio is listening live. And a good friend of mine, is I think his name is Bernard. I think he's listening live as well. So shout-out to those two that are listening live. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take our first music break of the night. Again, we did kick the show off with Young Marlo with Smile. But now we are about to, you know, dedicate something that we all should want. We all want more of Jesus, because it's 2021. Children are in danger. Parents are in danger. And the only way that we could, you know, get out of danger, get out of those circumstances, is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So in order for you to discern a situation or discern a person, you have to be filled with more of Jesus. So here is Shauna Cain I think she's from the UK. With More of You, remix featuring Dario D Music, and Faino, right here on Candid Convos. Keep it locked, y'all. We got topic number two coming up next, and then the segment called Buy, Hold, Sell. Keep it locked.
Yeah. That's so true.
Just a guy.
Well, Lord, I'm on my mission. You know the great, great commission. We shine the light in the dark, making disciples.
Lord, I pray against the devil's eyes. Lord, I pray you open up their eyes. I resolve, now I'm time to tell the world about you now. I'ma tell the world about you.
And if you're struggling with sin, we all fall short. Gotta stay up in your word to be transformed. Don't listen to the devil, he just make noise. Walking around like a lion with them fake roars. Lord, I wanna walk up in your footsteps. Listen to your voice, we don't listen to the flesh. Gotta stay up in your life, we resist darkness. I stay up in your life, we resist dark.
Cause I wanna be more of you and less of me. God, open my eyes and I better can see. God, open my eyes and I better can see. God, open my eyes and I better can see. I want more of you and less of me. God, open my eyes and I better can see. God, open my eyes and I better can see.
But not of it,
not of it.
They too deep in sin, they love it,
love it.
Told them Jesus rose above it,
above it.
Now they changing the subject. Told them about the truth, but they say they feeling hurt. I told them about the truth, they say we don't see the worth. Too many people just rocking the Jesus peace, praying that they believe right the Jesus peace. See, we used to be chained up. Jesus came by and now we just changed up. More numbers don't mean I'ma change, bro. I'm just living life, but they always gon' say something. Jesus gonna make a comeback like 4-5, like Jordan did way back in 9-5. They claiming that they free and they just living, but they really locked up like they up in prison. Hold up.
I'm in the world but not of it. Share the truth of the trumpet. Sing it out loud, let the truth change your place. Sing it out proud, let the word change your way. The world will use you like puppets. Just use the word as your compass. Spirit of truth, impartation on you. Spirit of peace, touch you internally. I don't wanna play games. Going to the flesh, you'll be reaping the same thing. Going to the spirit and your life will surely change. Not walking by no feeling, but walking within the faith. I said, I don't wanna play games. Even though the flesh is perishing anyway, my spirit is the one that is renewed every day.
I'm stirred up in the spirit.
So I call him E-L-O-H-I-M. When I need that guidance, not from my head. He is the one that leads me right then. In every moment I will be led. Yeah, I'm in deep, so I hear his voice. Know that it's louder than outside noise. Under his refuge, yeah, free from the rain. Free from the father that is well proclaimed. More of you and less of me. Yeah, I want more of you and less of me. More of you and less of me. I want more of you and less of me. More of you and less of me. God.
Rosalind Smith Sistrunk with Rosalind Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they described their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affect those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Amen, you guys. We want to give a big shout-out to our sponsor on tonight, Rosalind Smith Counseling. You can find her website and her links in the description of this show. And we are thankful and grateful for her support. And she has an A-plus rated service with the state of Ohio. She's recognized by the state of Ohio. So do yourself a favor. Check out the description, click the link, and book a session today. Our second topic of the night is a COVID-infected woman, an article that was, you know, caught my eyes a couple weeks ago. And a COVID-infected woman wakes up minutes before her cremation. Katie Soavy, what were your thoughts when you read this article?
I was like, OMG, like, first off, I'm kind of scared about getting COVID, and I mean, for her to be unresponsive at one point and then next minute she's back up. It's, I mean, wow. It's like a miracle. I had no words. I was like, wow, that ain't nothing but God that was with her, giving her another chance to tell her story. So yeah, that's
Marty,
what I thought about that.
What about you, Marty? What were your thoughts when we read this article a couple weeks ago?
Well, let's see. I just was like, man, Lord be to God, first off. I was like, man, that God is good, man. He's amazing. I mean, he blows our mind, even when he really should blow our mind, because he's been blowing our mind. However, though, because I am who I am, and I'm a bit ignorant, you know, I'm part ignorant, you know, I got the ignorant gene. I started thinking to myself how I would have woke up screaming. To wake up, I just pictured her waking up, seeing the flames, and I'd have just like, ah! You know, and I'd have started backing up off that roller, and I'm like, man, what's that with y'all?
My Lord.
So I just played all of that in my head, and I was like, oh, poor Momo. I mean, can you imagine your grandma waking up to that? Not my grandma, because she would have probably, you know, she would have probably been crying. Then she would have told him, I'm gonna shoot y'all. I'm gonna go get my gun. I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna shoot y'all.
My
so
God.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy to die from COVID and come back is amazing. It's an amazing testimony to tell. But I'm pretty sure that was terrifying to wake up in minutes before getting cremated. For real.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you react to
it? Man, to be honest, bro, I really don't know. Because the article said that she was believed to be dead. How do you believe somebody's dead? Like, do they stop breathing or do you just, you know, get tired of like helping that person, then you just put them in a body bag? What you do? Zip their mouth up? Duct tape their mouth? What you do? So for them to believe she was dead and not like actually know, yeah, I got so many questions.
Like,
I don't know what to think, and I don't know what my response would have been if I would have woke up in a body bag.
Right.
I mean, like, what time of death is believed? We believe she may have died at about this time. Like, you're supposed to know the exact time that somebody died. I mean,
what?
I was like, y'all believe? This ain't Jesus or the faith of substance of the faith.
She not resurrected or something?
Yeah, y'all need to actually know. Ain't nobody talking. Don't say, oh, we believe
they
your mom. No. Is my mom?
They playing the guessing game.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we all just out. You mean
my
to tell
God.
Me y'all make it up? I think you may have cancer, but then again, you may not. You can't say. But I believe you have cancer. You know what I'm saying? How about you come back in 4
right.
months and we'll know for sure. Hey, bro, I'm good. Nah, y'all, I get it. Y'all the bootleg concept. Okay.
It's either you know or you don't know.
Yeah, you got your PhD off of World Star. Okay, I get it.
Okay, so I didn't get a chance to ask you guys the question that I always ask after I play the song. So Marty, what did you think of More of You remix by Shauna Kane?
It was bumping, bro. I mean, can we just give a hand clap for how at least they'll continue to bring bangers to the show? I mean, I believe that's a round of applause. I think that does.
So I definitely appreciate it, but this was all Tavy's doing. Tavy introduced me to Shauna Kane. Me and Tavy, me and Marty, but me and Tavy, we have our private conversations too. And Tavy had sent over this video, and I was like, that song just doesn't vibe with the flow and the format of the show. So let me see what else new Miss Shauna Kane has out. And actually, the video, the song that we played tonight, was released, the video was released like 4 months ago. So it's like brand new. She released a project last year, but the video to one of the songs, actually to both of, to two of the videos that she's put out, the one that Tavy sent and the one that I, the song that we played, actually both came out a couple months ago. So they're fairly new. If you guys have never heard of who Shauna Kane is, follow her on Instagram at I am Shauna Kane. And she's highly talented. And again, Tavy, this one goes to you because you sent over the video. So don't give me the credit. Give Tavy the credit.
I know, right? I'm just doing my thing, you know. I'll be behind the scenes, you know. I just be working, you know. I got a lot of stuff.
So,
Marty, you know, I'm the greatest, but, you know, sometimes can't be the greatest when they are the greatest. Like,
what?
So, Marty, just to piggyback off of what you said, don't give me the hand clap. We both going to give a hand clap of praise to Tavy Soway for submitting that artist and, you know, something new to the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Candy Cumble fam, it is approximately 9:31, and Marty, I believe it's time for the segment, the new segment titled Buy, Hold, Sell. And this is a part of the show. This is something new, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to rattle off six names of artists, rappers, and singers. And Marty, you can give them the rest of the details.
Look, man, y'all are in for a treat tonight because, I mean, normally we don't like to be put on the spot unless we're talking about opinions. But tonight, we about to go beyond the veil in the opinion field. I don't even know if there's a word, but that's what we about to do. So, and I hope JB, I hope he can get on and join with us because he have an opinion. We all know he got an opinion. Because he's from Must Be Heard Radio, okay? But we're going to talk about these six artists, and you have to, and y'all can comment with us. Y'all can go on Facebook, and y'all can comment with us. Y'all can chime in with us as well of whether you're going to buy the artist, which is these are stock options that you can choose. So if you think the artist going to make you money in the future, you think the artist going to have some hits in the future, you're going to buy them. If you're not so sure whether they're trending up or trending down, then you're going to hold them. If you think, you know, but they didn't reach their peak, they don't got no more left in the tank, and nothing is nothing left, coach, sit them on the bench, then we're going to sell them. So, bro, I'm so excited for this. I'm ready to get to it, bro. I can't wait for y'all answers, bro. And I can't wait to see what names we got. I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, I know we got to share our full varnish opinion on air.
Okay, so JB from Jet Black from Must Be Here Radio is on the show. So JB, welcome to the show, man.
What's going on?
How you
What's
feeling,
going
bro?
On, Super Trooper?
What's up?
Super Trooper out here, feeling good. Feeling good.
Hey, amen.
Glad to be here, man. Glad to be here. I'm okay. Excited.
We're honored to have you on tonight. Of course, we know that you're a busy man, a family man. So how about we go ahead and get into these names so we can find out what artists you're going to hold, buy, or sell. The first three artists.
Let's get it.
Is Lecrae, Jacqueline Carr, which is a worshiper, and Carr Jr. Who are you going to buy? Who are you going to hold? And who are you going to sell?
I have to have one of each.
Now you could choose a different one each artist.
So, well, all right. So if I'm gonna hold one, I'm gonna hold Lecrae. The reason I'm gonna hold Lecrae is because Lecrae's a cash cow, man. That's gonna be your constant forever money making. So it's not gonna you don't want to sell them if you got them. If I ain't got them yet, then I'm buying.
Okay.
Ja'Kalen Carr, I'm buying. She hot, man. She been on a steady incline, and then I follow her on Instagram too. She's always somewhere. She's always doing something. She's always, you know, what she does at her concerts and stuff, Spirit of Excellence, man, it's really beautiful. So I'm buying that one. I'm finna go broke right now. Christ Jr. Buying all day. I'm broke already.
Yes, sir. Cast out.
Y'all gave me the unlimited black card, man. So you know what I'm saying. Maybe we'll go ahead and run it up.
Oh man.
Hey man. Tell you so wavy. Who are you buying? Who are you holding or selling between Lecrae, Ja'Kalen Carr, or Christ Jr.?
I think I'm gonna hold. I think I'm gonna hold Ja'Kalen. I feel like.
Okay,
I mean,
you're gonna hold Ja'Kalen?
Yeah, maybe work. And I think she'll. Yeah. She probably take me for it too.
Sell. Can
I sell?
Take it.
I'm selling. Oh, this is hard, man. This is hard. Okay, buy. You know what? I'm gonna say I do want to buy Lecrae.
Okay.
And, yeah. Make something out of him. Price Jr., I would definitely buy him. Like, I really would. I would definitely buy him. Yeah, he'll probably bring something to the table as well. Awesome.
Amen. All right, Marty the Greatest, it's on you, bro. Lecrae, Ja'Kalen Carr, Price Jr., buy wholesale. What you doing, bro?
All right, I'm going to break some of this monotony because we agreeing too much. It's no controversy in this, man. It's, come on now, let's liven it up. So here's what I'm gonna start off with Christ Jr. And here's what I'm doing with Christ Jr. I know I'm about to get some audible gas. I know y'all about to crucify me on the show. So here we go. I am going to hold Christ Jr. I am not gonna sell Christ Jr. If you thought I was gonna sell Christ Jr., you're crazy.
Okay.
Not selling Christ. So I know JB was like, I know he ain't about to. No, I'm not going to sell Christ. Here's why I'm a whole Christ. I'm a whole Christ Jr. because Christ Jr. is a lyrical monster, bro. He's a lyrical monster. But a lot of all the stuff I have seen from him is stuff that I have like biased because I'm lyrical. I love lyrical music, but it's not lyricalness that makes you last long. It's adaptation. It's being able to make hits. It's being able to cross over. That type of stuff makes you provide longevity. So I'm a hold to make see whether he can adapt. You know, adapt and do the things that it takes to last longer. You know, so I'm a hold him because he could end up, you know, paying dividends in the future, or I have to sell him. You know, Lecrae, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna buy
sell the sell out.
I'm a buying on Lecrae. No, man. No, look. Here's why I'm buying.
I love
Lecrae.
Sorry. I'm only joking, guys. I'm sorry. I love Lecrae, man. I love where his heart is at.
Here's the thing. I'm buying Lecrae for all the things that I'm holding. CJ, man. All the things I'm holding Christ Jr. Because Lecrae he is adapting. He has that longevity, and somehow he still keeps. He's trying real, really hard to keep this spiritual aspect of it intact, and he's doing a good job of it. So I appreciate that, him keeping the spiritual side intact with the adapting, because sometimes some guys can lose that and try to adapt so much that the spiritual side degrades. So I'm buying on the board. I trust him. I think he's gonna do some good things. And on Jacqueline Carr, I'm buying on her too, because for all the things that JB said, but mostly because I don't know if y'all follow Charlie Caesar's career, but the way Jacqueline Carr is grinding is the same way Charlie Caesar grinding her career, without Instagram,
right,
without all that stuff. She did all that traveling and she just kept on. Charlie Caesar then started off as a household name, you know what I mean, and she just kept on going. And I think Jacqueline Carr got that same tenacity. She got that same worship spirit, and she's very, really, really humble. She's really, really humble, and she started this as a kid, so she got a leg up on a lot of other young artists. So, yeah, bro, that's my list. Hold, bye-bye. What about you, Lisa?
Amen. Now with me, Craig Christ Jr. and Jacqueline Carr, I'm selling all of them so I can buy me a Lamborghini. There you go. There you go. Me and Tristan going to buy a Lamborghini.
Cap.
There you go.
Nothing but cap.
Man.
So much cap. Cap alert.
I feel like if you sell Jacqueline Carr alone, like if this was like a trading card game, right? You know how you got like baseball cards, you know,
right,
certain baseball cards have certain value that other ones they ain't got, right? So I feel like if you were to sell a Jacqueline Carr card, like rookie season, when she first got started, when Bigger was the song that everybody was doing dramas and praise dances to.
Come on now.
That you could buy you a house on the hill, 40 acres, a mule, about 20 everything. And
cool
enough for you to get tired. Michael
Off
Jackson.
All of that went alone.
Yeah.
Come on now. Stop capping, man.
All right, Jet Black, take it so wavy. And in Martyr the Greatest, time for round two. Are you guys ready for some more artists to throw in the, you know, to throw in the pile for the second round of buy wholesale? Okay.
Oh yeah.
So
I got money.
AI the Anomaly, Tarin Wells, and Kirk Franklin. Jet Black,
wait,
who are you buying, holding, and selling? AI the Anomaly, Tarin Wells, and Kirk Franklin.
Ooh,
JB, who are you buying, holding, and selling? It's call drop. Save yourself, Wavy. Who are you buying, holding, and selling between those three? AI the Anomaly, Tarin Wells, and Kirk Franklin.
Okay. Buy somebody. Oh, this is a hard one. Let's see. I might buy me a Tarin Wells.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a smart chart.
Oh yeah. And I don't want to sell me anybody. I really don't want to sell them. I really don't. Oh my God, I don't. But if I did go that way to actually sell somebody, I would probably sell. Oh, shoot! I might sell that AI. He works a lot.
Wow!
Just buy me some man.
Wow!
If I was really desperate, yeah, I'm telling you, I buy me a whole car, a new home. So I'm trying to tell you, I was really that desperate.
Okay.
Now, Angie Rose, I would definitely buy her.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy her out. Yeah. That's how I'm going to go. Yeah. I can't even explain why, but yeah.
Thank you, Miss Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, she tipped Kirk Franklin and went right to Angie Rose. She pulled Angie Rose out of her own hat.
Okay,
Angie Rose wasn't even on the list.
Kirk Franklin,
how you skip a Porsche?
Oh, she was on the other one? My bad. dang, Kirk Franklin. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Answer it right, Tavis. We ain't going to be friends no
more. Man, Kirk Franklin, I'm like, damn, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Scratch that. I don't even want to sell AI.
Okay.
I might buy her. Kirk Franklin,
yeah.
I can sell him. I
all
sell
right.
him.
You gonna sell
yeah,
Kirk?
I just thought about that. Yeah, oh. I can sell him.
You gonna sell
oh, yeah.
Kirk Franklin?
I have reasons why, but I'm gonna sell him.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, switch that. I forgot all about him. Oh, yeah.
I'm flabbergasted. He's going to sell Kirk. Oh, bro.
Okay, so Jet Black is back on the show, you guys. Jet Black from Lucky Hair Radio. The four artists that we're doing in the second round is AI the Anomaly from God Over Money, Taryn Wales, the singer, the worshiper, Kirk Franklin, and Angie Rose. Who are you buying, holding, and selling?
Ooh, okay. All right, back to what I was about to say, so I could get a good deep breath. First of all, Kirk can't go nowhere.
Exactly.
I got to hold Kirk, bro. I got to hold Kirk. I cannot. I feel like it would be an atrocity to gospel music everywhere to get rid of the legend.
Well, David just did it.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
I'm scared.
AI the Anomaly, I gotta hold that one.
Mm-hmm.
She's legit. She's gonna be she already a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of getting started. So, you gotta hold that one. I would sell the Angie Rose.
Wow.
You gonna sell?
I know, right? No, right? It's just
I need an explanation.
I like Angie Rose's music, but it's not first choice, if you will. You feel me? Like I know that probably sounds terrible to say.
No, it does.
But
no
it is
true, bro.
But it is preference, though. But it is preference. She's solid. Now I'm not taking that away from her being a solid artist. She's super solid. But it's just not my flavor.
I'm intrigued.
All right, that's three. What was my last one?
Taryn Wells.
Gotta hold Taryn Wells. I'm a big Taryn Wells fan. I feel like Taryn Wells is
Timberlake
version
of
Bruno Mars.
Okay, I take it.
Like the Christian version of Bruno Mars.
Because I would say I take it because Bruno Mars, in my opinion, is kind of like the Justin Timberlake. So I take it,
yeah.
I like them both. I like them both.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Someone will be singing in the stratosphere. Sometimes I'll be trying to get up there and my voice be like, now you know you can't sing up there. Cut that out.
Exactly.
So since I can't do it, I'm just a fan. Like, I just...
right. Martin the Greatest, what about you? AI the Anomaly, Taryn Wells, Kirk Franklin, and Angie Rose. What you doing, bro?
I money to burn, fellas. Money to burn, fellas and ma'am. All right, here we go. AI. I'm a hold AI because I'm just getting privy to her. So I'm gonna hold her for the same thing that JB said. You know, gotta see most stuff. She does snap. you know, but I mean, you got to see the development, just like, you know, Christ Jr., you got to see how they develop. Angel Rose, I'm buying on Angel Rose. Angel Rose is a good worker. And I be trying to tell people, like, when it comes to the artist game, it's not just talent alone. It's about how you work. It's, you know, are you a student? You know, what are you? And I mean, her work factor, the things that she's learning, how she applies herself is all flawless to me. And the more you do it, the more it's gonna turn into something. So I would buy Angel Rose. I would definitely buy Angel Rose. Hold AI. Let's see, Kirk Franklin. Of course I'm buying him. You can't not buy the GOAT. Like, you don't know everybody. Dog, here's the thing. Kirk Franklin sung at Nelson Mandela's funeral. What did that mean? That means Kirk Franklin is known globally. When you can do a show in Ireland, I'm buying.
Yeah, when you can get away with singing and you can't sing.
And you can't sing. And you can't sing. you always find good talent. Always find good talent. And he's writing for people. And one of his greatest albums I heard him write for is Tori, the pop singer. Tori Kelly. So, I mean, I'm buying because he could do more than just one thing, two things, three things, four things, five things. He could do a million of things. You got to buy it, though. And
let me interject for a second. We found out when he did the Tori Kelly project, that's when everybody found out how accomplished of a piano player Kirk Franklin is. Can't forget that.
Exactly. Yep. Didn't even know. I didn't know he played piano before then. Didn't even know. And so you don't know. Next year you might find out he know how to play the drum. Then what you gonna do? Your mind will be blown once again. The dude is like you waiting for another shoe to drop. He's amazing. He's amazing. I'm getting off Kirk because other people, I mean everybody except Pavey, would buy Kirk Franklin. All right. So now last but not least, who we going with? Tornwell? I'm about to shout y'all. I'm selling Tornwell. Selling him.
My man say he's selling them.
I mean, beautiful voice.
Selling
them. I'm trying to tell you, beautiful voice, pristine voice. Here's the thing, man. He falls in the same category as Jonathan McReynolds. And Jonathan McReynolds is a worker. He outworks Tornwell. Now, Tornwell have more crossover appeal and willing to cross over more than Johnny McReynolds, but Jonathan McReynolds' work rate is always going to beat. And Johnny McReynolds has best more of range, if you ask me. And he's a harder worker, man. I feel like, you know, his voice don't fade away. Not that he's going to lose his voice. That once he fades from the spotlight, you know, you'll hear his song. Like, there's only one song I know from that really gets fully known. And that's it. You know, I can think about three or four or five bangers that Jonathan McReynolds, especially one of the greatest gospel songs ever written, Cycle. And one of the greatest riffs ever sung. So I'm gonna have to sell Tornwell. I will sell Tornwell so I can make one for Jonathan McReynolds. That's as simple as that. And what we have to understand, and can we just be honest? Now y'all just be honest with me. The body of Christ is not about competition. However though, some people will choose somebody because you're too closely related to the other person. And if you're not working as hard as that person, hey man, that person gonna take your spot. It is what it is. It's true. Part of the greatest soldier. Lisa, it was on you, bro.
Amen. So my four, I would as an anomaly, I would hold Kirk Franklin because I have met him in person, and I would hold Angie Rose because she was the first guest to actually be on my show, and I have been following her since 2013. So I take that to heart. I'm kind of like longevity. Yeah. With me and you, Marty, mm-hmm. kind of like longevity with our friendship, you know, with me and Taylor.
Yep.
So I take that to heart. I was kind of thrown off when you actually threw Angie Rose in the hat, like, man, what the heck am I supposed to do with Angie Rose now? But, yes, I will hold Angie Rose because, literally, everything she dropped, I listened. Even if she mm-hmm. dropped something in Spanish, I can't even speak mm-hmm. Spanish or comprehend Spanish, but I'm going to listen mm-hmm. and I'm going to comment mm-hmm. in English. So there
all
you
right.
go. Everything that Angie dropped has my attention. Everything that Angie dropped has my full, undivided support and attention. So I'm holding those three, and I would buy into Torrin Wills because I love his music. His what was that song that he came out with?
Fully Known?
Something about the no, not that song. It was before that, actually. God dog it. Anyway, I can't think of it, but it really spoke to me. And it actually pulled me out of a dark place after Tristan was born. And, man, yeah, I would buy into Torrin Wills because I believe in everything that he's doing, and he's about to go on tour in 2021 when nobody else is. So, yes, I will buy into Torrin Wills. There you go. Those are my picks.
Oh, man. I'm just going to say it like this. JB, I disagree on the Angie Rose and Tavy. We ain't friends no more. You sold Kirk Franklin. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's fine. That's fine.
I can't believe you would sell Kirk Franklin. Kirk Franklin is all our uncle.
It's the reason why. It's the reason why I did that, because one thing kind of, I'm like, oof, I don't know. Because I don't get me wrong, I grew up on it and everything, you know. Don't get me wrong, you know. Even though I love me like some CC Winans and stuff, but, you know, I love it, you know, his music and stuff like that. I ain't got no problem with the music and stuff. That ain't even the problem. I look at certain things that you do. If you keep doing what you have been doing for, okay, I don't have a problem with that, but it's just the falling apart, you know, it's some thing that he had did. It kind of, you know, I'm like, I understand, you know, people go through like situations and so, but it's like, you don't want to fall back into certain old ways. You know what I'm saying? It's like, especially if it was behind the scenes, I didn't agree with that part. So that's why I did that, because I don't know if that person's going to do that again or if he's going to, you know, come back with a comeback and not even try to do what he did before, you know. So that's why I did that, you know. I wasn't really much on the music or so. I'm not going to sell him out because of that. It's just I look at the personalities and stuff too. So it just goes deeper than that, like, it's like, how do you act, you know, in, like, real life? I want to see, like, with Angie Rose, yo, she showed that she's not cussing, none of that, you know. She's showing her true self, you know. AI, poetic, you know what I'm saying? I love that. You know, it's different because there's not a lot of poets. It's like maybe some, you know, but it's not a whole bunch of them. Some of them, they're just coming up with stuff, but they're not poetic. So it's you know, that's what I look at, too. I look at the personalities as well, other than the music, you know, and what their life is like, you know, how they act behind the scenes. That's what I go off on, you know. So I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about it, you know.
I feel you. I thought music was going to be personal.
Again, that's her opinion. Kirk Franklin took a KS radio shirt from me So I will always, he rubbed Tristan while he was asleep, and he gave Tristan a compliment on her afro. So Kirk Franklin will always have my vote. Okay. So that's just me.
This is fun.
And and the name of the song that Tarn Wells came out with 2 years ago was called God's Not Done With You. And it really hit me. Man, 16 million views. Come on, man. Somebody love it too, other than me. So 16 million views of a man playing the piano in the fort.
Maybe I need to change my decision. It's a lot of views.
But yes, Tarn Wells, I will always bow to Tarn Wells or hold him because I love his music. But yeah, you guys, we will be doing buy, hold, sell on other artists or maybe cars or maybe houses or whatever else we might come out with next week or in the upcoming months or whatever. So you guys definitely stay tuned. Definitely follow us on Follow Me at KS Radio Show everywhere online. Follow Marty the Greatest everywhere online as well. And follow Baby Soul Wavy on Instagram. And don't forget to like our Facebook page. And, you know, just stay connected. Check out the flyers. We got more coming up in the month of June. So definitely stick around for that. And never forget, well, don't forget to check out the Must Be Heard Radio Show, which is live streamed every day at 12 o'clock. So if you are at work, if you are eating your sandwich or trying to figure out what you're going to eat for lunch before you clock out, you can tune into the Must Be Heard radio stream and check out some music for 30 minutes to liven up your day to give you, you know, that extra splash of water that's going to get you through the rest of your shift. And have a blessed day. Enjoy the mix with the homie Jet Black. And you can check his show out every Saturday, his live review show every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central. And again, you guys, your KS Radio Show will be live this Friday at 8 o'clock with the homie Joe Brown. And then at 9 o'clock with Poetic Goddess from Rapture Ready Productions down in Louisiana. You guys keep it locked. Be blessed. And we are going to close the show out. We will close the show out with a song from Sounds by Shell featuring BRM called Make It. And if anybody that's listening now or that will listen to the rebroadcast, if you guys want to, you know, sow into our ministry and help us pay for the network or just, you know, sow a financial seed, you can send donations and, you know, love seeds through Cash App, the $ capital ELISEO. Capital TORREZ. Again, maybe we want to thank all of our listeners, Bernard and somebody from Dayton checking in with us live on tonight. And we thank all of you for your support. Thank Rosalind Smith Sistrunk and Rosalind Smith Counseling for her partnership and sponsoring this show. All of our sponsors, ShalomSheet.com, Eve's Garden, and Alumni Inc., which is where you can find Cincinnati-based clothing and for men and women. So definitely support them because they support us. And you guys, we're going to close the show out with, again, with Sounds by Shell. This is something new that was literally just dropped a couple of days ago with BRM and Sounds by Shell called Make It. It is three-song EP that all of us will enjoy because it all glorifies God. And, you know, we just want to continue to thank God for what he's doing in our lives and thank God for what he's going to do in the future. You guys have a blessed work week. And don't be late tomorrow. Here is Make It on Candy Convos, and we will see you guys in the next episode, or you can tune into the KS Radio Show Friday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night and God bless.
Can't see the light, I know it's hard to face it. Got broken bones and scars from dreams I'm chasing. The struggle's real, I know, but I'll embrace it. All my life, I know we're gonna make it. Gonna make it. Yeah. about to make it. Hate it out of my mind, I'm mistaken. Leave the pain behind, I got taken. How to dance it free like I'm David. Yeah, two-stepping with the beat and man, I follow his steps, but got leading. He just playing the best that I see it. Like a drum hit, that's how I'm beating. Yeah, gotta hit the ground running. Even when it's touching, looking ugly, I know that my God is up to something. Love what he be showing me is stunning. Out of the dark into the sunness. Yeah, man, minding my business. Started with the walking and up, and he did this. So gone, mind in the clouds like a slow gone. Know that the narrow path can be so long. Can't see the light, I know it's hard to face it. Got broken bones and scars from dreams I'm chasing. The struggle's real, I know, but I'll embrace it. All my life, I know it's gonna make it.